A very good morning, Eagle FM listeners. It's now exactly 7 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock, and you have tuned into Social Times with Francine Nangi Dengwa, and I'll be your host until the hour of 11 o'clock. It's the 21st of February, 2026, a beautiful sunny Saturday. I hope you guys are enjoying your beautiful Saturday morning, and, you know, it's always a busy Saturday. It's the day that one would get a chance to, you know, to run their errands, to do the house chores, to do the laundry and everything that you can get to that you were supposed to get done within the week, but because of your busy schedule, you just had to do it on the weekends. And I'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock, pardon me. And from 11 to the hour of 1 o'clock, I will be handing over the mic to the big mic in the Ondangwa studio. I'm live from the Windhoek studio, and if you want to tune into our frequency, you can listen to us, pardon me, on our Eagle FM app. You can go to Play Store and download our app for free, the Eagle FM app, and then you can listen to us, or you can also go onto our website. That's www.eaglefm.com.na. That's www.eaglefm.com.na, and you can listen to us and also catch up with the shows that you have missed on, as long as you know the date or the time and the name of the show, then you are good to go to listen to any podcast that you have missed or you wish to repeat. Now, before we dive into what I have for you today, we are going for a musical warm-up. I always say it's a musical warm-up. We'll be listening to Kenny G Forever in Love. Do stay tuned. Do not leave the frequency. Thank you. Alright, and that was the sounds of Kenny G, Forever in Love. It's exactly 13 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times, and I'm your host, Francine Ngidengwa, and I'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. And from 11 to 1, we'll be handing over the mic to the big mic in the Ondangwa studio, where he'll be taking you until the hour of 1 o'clock. If you're not finding yourself by a radio, you could also listen to us via the Eagle FM app. You can just go to Play Store, download the app for free, and then you can listen to us. You can tune in and listen to us, or you can go on to our website. That's www.eaglefm.com.na. That's www.eaglefm.com.na, and tune in and catch up with the shows that you have missed. And as long as you know you enter the title of the name of the show, the time and the date, if you can remember, and then you are good to go and catch up yourself with whatever you have missed or you wish to listen to the show again. So anyways, what I have for you listeners today, it's based on abusive relationships. You know, there's so many questions one would ask, that if you are in an abusive relationship, why are you still there? You know, because you'd find someone is being abused, but they are still stuck there. You know, it's something that came to my mind as to why. Why would you find that you know that you are being abused left, right, and center, and yet you are still running back to that same person? You know, sometimes you, if you are living together, you move out of the apartment or wherever you stay, and then after a week you are back again, or just after 2 days you are back again, knowing very well that you are even, you know, beaten half to it. And then now you still go back. You just say, he loves me. That's a tone of his love, you know. Or even, because there's also men that are being abused in their relationships. It's not all about women being abused, but there's also men that are being abused in their relationships. Mostly it could be emotional, physical abuse and all that. But, looking at this now, looking at the reasons to why you'd find, some sticking to that relationship, even though they know that they are being abused and they found themselves being hospitalized 3-4 times. They found themselves maybe losing a tooth or breaking their arms, but they are still coming back. Some found themselves in ICU, but you still find someone coming back. So I've realized that going through my research, doing my research onto why you would find that someone that's in an abusive relationship still comes running back, even if you try to talk to this person that let go of this. He has done enough, or she has done enough to you. It's best you move on. You find the right one out there. Is that some depend on them financially, you know, because now they think of, if I leave this person, who will support me financially? Because now it's a struggle for you. You need financial help, in terms of you need to maybe pay your apartment. He meets you halfway to pay your apartment. You need to buy cosmetics. You have so many expenses, you know, and you know that he's the only one who can help you. So you'll be like, let me just stick to it. It's not as if he does it every time. It's not as if he beats me every time. And you know, when there's a body, when there's a dead body, it's when, unfortunately you are dead, so you're unable to see it. But I wish one could see it when they are dead, just to rise up and see that, you have been given the signs, the red flags were there, but you still got stuck there until you end up being going under the grave, you know? And, another thing is that, you don't have a place to sleep of your own. You know, or you are going through crisis, you know, because sometimes now also when you find someone that's being abused, these abusive people, they take advantage of what you are in need of. If they know that she has nowhere to go, he has nowhere to go, because you know that you help him or her financially, or you gave them this job, and you know, there are things that also now they used to blackmail you with, that if you happen to leave me, I'll make sure you'll be left with nothing, you know. But it's best being left with nothing than risking your life, you know, going under the grave just because of someone's son that decided to do this to you, decided to turn you into their punching bag. And also another thing, it could be that they are growing up. If they grew up in an abusive family, like more especially if they've seen their mother being abused or their father being abused, it's something that they can grow up with and take it as something that's right. But there's some that change. I have seen someone that once mentioned that they went through an abusive relationship. He witnessed her mom being beaten in front of him by his dad, and it was a trauma to him, and I'm so surprised that he said that he will make sure that his wife, his girlfriend wouldn't go through what his mom went through, you know, because he witnessed all that, and it was a trauma to him, and he couldn't understand why it's happening. You know, it was something that always haunted him, and he told himself that he would make sure that he won't let his wife or girlfriend go through such a thing, and it was so surprisingly, because you know it's very rare because there's no one that would sit down with this child to talk to them unless they go through therapy. Therapy is the only thing that can help them so that in future they don't end up being like their father or being like their mother and so on. And also another thing is the thing of being guilt and shame. You know, it can be very difficult, you know, for someone to admit they are being abused. Because you have the fear of judgment from friends, and family can keep someone from living, you know, lack of information. Without information, you know, about how to live, organizations also can help, you know, or resources that are available. It can be really hard to live, because now you want to live, but then you think of what are your family members are going to say. And especially that you know that you are dependent on this person, and now you lost everything, you'll be ashamed of them. Like, they'll be laughing at you, you know, and to admit that it's normal. They'll be like, where have you been? What has been happening? Why all of a sudden you are coming back home? And some fear to be judged. Some fear to be a laughing stock. But I mean, it's not as if it's going to be a laughing stock for the whole year or forever. It's just for a meantime. It's better than being hurt every day. You are going to bed with a swollen eye, with a broken rib. Every time it's just you coming to the hospital. Every time it's just you, you know, when you are going to work, you feel like everything is fine, but it's not fine. You are trying to accept it, that it's normal, but it's not a normal thing. You shouldn't let yourself be a punching bag to someone else, because now you are there, and this person who won't have the fear, because they know very well that you have nowhere to go. And also, again, you know, when there are some friends that you try to speak to them what's happening, but yet they'll be like, you are being weak like that. Don't be a weak lady. Don't be a weak man. Don't let them control you. You know, you should fight back. And that's also how you find yourself one of the couple dead, or both of them dead. Because now you are told that, no, if he hits you, hit him back. If he's saying this, fight him back. Instead of you walking away, if you know that it's heating up, the relationship is heating up, distance yourself, you know, because now you are there. You are fighting, you are trying to fight, you are trying to show yourself that you are strong, you are trying to now think of the words that your friends have told you are winding in your mind. So now you feel like it's making you stronger. By the end of the date, either you end up killing someone or you end up being killed, you know, and all that. So family members can, and friends, like I said, can be one of the people that also contribute to you finding yourselves. There are some that are there for you, but there are some that will keep you, and not because they are the ones keeping you there, but because of you thinking of the judgment, and you feel the shame and the guilt and everything, you just want to be there to prove to them that you are living the best life. But every day it's you with a swollen eye, it's you wearing sunglasses every day because you fear that. And you know, you find some that they end up going, you know, they leave and tell the person that they are no more coming back, but then yet they still come. After a week, they'll come begging to you, sweet talk sweet talk to you and you fall for the trap again. You go back. A month passed by him not touching, and then you feel like he has changed, pardon me. And then he starts again with the same thing. And then you'll be telling, oh, it's fine. It's not as if he beats me every month. It's just here and there, so it's fine. As long as I know that I'm getting money from him. You know, now that shows that you don't love yourself. You are choosing to please him or to please her, rather than pleasing yourself, because now you are going through all that much pain and all that. And you're even like writing your death wish. You're cutting your life short and all that. So, you know, it's always best, to avoid, you know, if you know that it's heating up, distance yourself. And one thing, another thing is that you'll find stubborn ladies. You know that you're in an abusive relationship and you have now decided that you're going to step away totally. And, you'll find now some ladies that are trying provoke a man. This man is there and he's trying to hold him to himself, and you know that he's abusive, so you just want a wrong move for him. So you end up like forcing him, hit me, what did you do, hit me, you always wanted to hit me, you always beat me, kill me, you know, such things. And you are looking for it, you are provoking the person to do it to you, and what's or not. So there are always, you know, red flags. Their signs are always there, but you try to avoid them because you know very well that it's a normal thing. It happens. And this is not only about like in a relationship of boyfriend and girlfriend, but also married couples. You find them, being abused and all that. So now, we are going for another short musical break. We'll be right back. Do stay tuned and, do not leave that frequency. We'll be listening to the sounds of, I think I've just missed the song, but okay, I found it. We will listen to the sounds of Michael Bolton, To Love Somebody. Do stay tuned, do not leave that frequency.
There's a lie. Kind of light that never shone on me. I want my life to be to live with you, to live with you. There's a way, everybody says. If I ain't got you, I ain't got you.
You don't know what it's like. The day that you were gone, colors of the rainbow, and I can feel the sun on my face. I see the light at the end of the tunnel, and I can feel heaven in this place. And that's the sign of a victory. That's a sign of a victory. I can feel the spirit of the nations, and I can feel my wings riding the wind. Yeah, I see the finish line just up ahead now, and I can feel it rising deep within. That's the sign of a victory. Mm-hmm. That's the sign of a victory. Now I can see the distance of your journey, and how you fought with all your might. Mm-hmm. You open your eyes to global war.
And that was the sounds of R. Kelly. Yes, R. Kelly, a sign of a victory, pardon me. It's exactly 38 minutes past the hour of 9. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times with Francinangi Dengwa, and I'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. And our discussion on today is abusive relationships. You know, we are, not we, but people are out there going through the most in their relationships, but have the fear of leaving, you know, because some are dependent on their spouse or on their partners, and thinking of, if I leave this relationship, how will I survive without him or her? You know, so now they have the fear of all that. They have the fear of being being judged, the guiltiness, the shameness, and all that. So that's what we're talking about. And I had a question in mind as to why you'd find one that's still, you know, stuck in a relationship, knowing very well that they are being abused emotionally. And this abuse is not only about the physical one, but emotionally abused also. you know. And this way also most men go through emotional abuse. So it's emotional abuse, psychological abuse, physical abuse. So there's so many abuse that one are going through in a relationship, but they feel like they love the person. They feel like it's a sign of love because they are acting up in whatever action you do, you know. So the belief of he slapped me because I didn't inform him where I am. Or because he was calling, but I didn't pick up the phone on time, or get back to him on time, or get back to him, and you were maybe perhaps asleep, and you just got back to the person the next day. And you know, there are those with in toxic relationships whereby you'd find if they're not responding and they don't live together, this person would drive to the place and come knock at whatever time it is, just to see if this person is really sleeping and are they alone. Why isn't she picking up, or why isn't he picking up? Because it's unlike him or her, you know? And, you know, sometimes, like, let me say during the week, a person is exhausted from work, they need to rest, they end up falling asleep without, maybe saying good night to their, partner or spouse or something. And now you have an issue with it because it has never happened, and now you are trying to be, all funny, you are there trying acting up and all that, and then you even end up going to the person's place just to see if this person, why is this person not picking up? Is it because there's someone else in at his place or at her place, or is she not home, or so? You know, you'd find some receiving phone calls that I'm outside here. And now you are there, you are there making the person open the door just to see who is he or she having over at their place, and you know, you'd find now someone else again, they have a child together, or maybe two, and because they see that they have kids together, they decide to be numb. Even some, they decide to be even more abusive. They feel, it's like as if they have the whole control over your life. It's like as if they have the right to control you because, this person has kids with you. They use that against you for that matter. They sometimes can even threaten that they'll take the kids away from you because you are misbehaving, or because you're not behaving according to the way they want you to behave, and all that. You can call us in studio 0832-888-401, 0832-888-401. You can share with us your views and opinion on what we have for you today on abusive relationships. Why do we find most couples, you know, it's what you just hear, dead bodies. And then once the reports later come out to say that no, this person was being abused, or this person left the person but still has been going after the person, and all this. So you can call us in studio 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401. It's easily 18 minutes past the hour. 18 minutes to the hour of 10. And you are listening to Social Times with your host, Francine Ngidengwa. Now, moving on again, the signs of emotional abuse, you know, you can actually see them, you know, but then because you know that this person is not touching you, he's not physically abusing you, but just emotionally, you accept it, you know. And there's always signs. You'd find there will be some that are always insulting you, yelling at you, or even bullying you. You can find yourself being bullied in your relationship, or even degrading you and all that, and also cross examines, and also you'd find also some putting you down, you know. And if your partner is putting you down, this is also part of emotional abuse, because your partner is supposed to be cheering you up, you know, helping you where you are going wrong, or where you need help. Now, instead of that, they are trying to mock you, they're trying to embarrass you, and all sorts of things. But instead of correcting your partner, if you know that what they are trying to, whatever decision they are trying to make, instead of correcting them that no, it's best you do it this way, or you take it this way, you are there mocking, And also another thing is that, you'd also find them insulting your family, you know, the insult the people that you care for, insulting your family and friends, and also, you know, threatening to harm you or your family. Because, you know, another thing that you'd find some people still stuck in their relationships because they're also being threatened. This person can threaten you if you have a child together, they can threaten that they will go to any extent to take the child away from you. And another thing also, to make you lose your job. There's so many threats that one can make. And you thinking of all that, you decide to stay. And you know, there are some that even would, that block you from meeting up with your family members because they have the fear that they know that you speak up of what's happening. And they would find some that are not speaking up because you love your family members. And if you hear that, no, if you speak up, you hear a dead body. And if you report this, you still hear another dead body. There's so many threats that are happening, and you are just stuck there. As much as you really want to leave the relationship, there's so many things that are holding you back or keeping you there to not leave the relationship. And you know, there's some that let me say, this person is they think this person is the breadwinner of the family. Now you think of leaving this partner of yours, and he was the one that's supporting you to get everything that you need, and also helping you financially. In this way, you get the money to support your family members and all that. You end up just letting to be abused. You allow yourself to be a punching bag just to satisfy your family members, as long as they don't you know, go to bed on empty stomach or whatever they need, as whatever assistance they need financially, you are there to help them, unknowingly that you are busy here, in a hot soup and all that. So, you know, another thing could also be that this person, if you find this person, you know, some people that you find them abusing someone's daughter, someone's son, you know, they could also be going through a mental abuse. And you know, as much as they'll be like, I'll change, they always say, "Inoshiwambo eokia lepodio," you know, and it's very difficult, ne, to believe this person will really change, you know. They can pretend. People are good at pretending. You find some that they're in a relationship and everything was all sweet and smooth, and then they get married. In the marriage is when you find some true colors. It's when you get to really know this person, you know. It's when you get to see now the real true colors of this person. Maybe when you're in a relationship, they'll be like a soft, like it's not really something big. Then once you are married, it's when now they become more harsh because they know that they feel like they are entitled to you, and they've all the right to beat you, to abuse you, to do whatever they can do to you because they feel like they own you. And now you are in this marriage and only more ships. You are suffering and you fear of, you know, calling back home that no, in this marriage that I'm into, I'm suffering. And you know, there's some cultural norms have forced some people to stay in abusive marriages because now you would hear, or even those that are not married, because you find the parents would be like, stay there. Even as we were going through a lot, but we are there. The husband is cheating, the girlfriend is cheating, or the boyfriend is cheating, or the wife is cheating, and you are being told, stay there. Don't bring shame to our family. Some parents can have a kalamoto to lengif and such things. Now you have to make sure that you don't put your family into shame because of, you know how people talk, the person just entered the marriage, not even yet a year, and she already wants divorce or already wants divorce, you know. So this is another question of two, why you'd find that people are getting along when they are not married, and just after when they got into marriage, it's when now things are getting tough. You know, you still don't understand, but why? If these people have been together for 5 years, for 10 years, but they were getting along, you would not really hear stories of this one being abused. But now when they got married, we are hearing stories, we are seeing things. And your question would be, what's going on? You know, so you'll be there now, like I said, the cultural norms where you are being kept inside that marriage, inside that a relationship, the parents will be like, can I have to go in number one and they'll be like, where will you get another man? Stay in that relationship. Men are rare to find. And we don't understand to our family. He's the only one who can help us. If he marries you, stick to that relationship. So he marries you and then then he can be helping us. And if he sees that you are strong enough, he knows that you are a brave woman, he'll marry you because he knows that you can, stand to his, abusive, his beating and everything, you know? And now you are there stuck. And you come back again, you'll be like, no, this is what's happening. You are still being sent back by the adults. Go back. That's not how a relationship ends. Or as a woman or as a man, where is your braveness? And if a man says that they are being abused in their marriages, the man is being told, as a man, don't embarrass us. Now they will know you as a man, you are being beaten, you are being what? Don't be overpowered by a woman. You are the head of the house. You know? So all these things now make one to be stuck in there until they end up committing suicide. Because this can lead to committing suicide because they feel like, okay, since I'm unable to get out of this relationship, I'm unable to get out of this marriage, and I've tried speaking to my family members, and even though you try to speak to them, even if you find someone that tries to listen to you, the family members are the ones who will still push you back to go there. And there will be some parents or some family members that are threatening you that if you decide to leave him, you're not coming back into this house because you're trying to put shame to our family. And now you think of, okay, now I'm leaving this person. I have nowhere to go. My family have turned their back to me. There's only one friend of mine that's welcoming me, but for how long will I be at that friend's place? And now when you're at that friend's place or instead to leave that marriage or that relationship, now you are there suffering with all the words that are being thrown towards you, the calls that you are getting from family members of you going back and so forth. And then they even try to go approach their son-in-law, their daughter-in-law, for you to reconcile. And then it's a whole sweet talk. And you're like, you see, and then you're even being called, you see, he's not a problem. He's fine. He's understanding. He just needed some lecture from the parents. Now he has changed. You go back again. Same thing happens. And then you go back again. It's just vice versa. It's just happening. It's just a cycle. And now you are just stuck there. And what's going to push you? It's going to push you to commit suicide. Because you are tired. And you know very well that the family is just there forcing you to be stuck there. Because they aren't the ones that are going through what you are going through. It's you yourself. And as much as they'll be like, until when? When there's a body, it's there, they are crying. But it's a family that's at fault. It's at fault because they have been forcing you to be stuck there. And to stick into that relationship. And then later they start turning against each other. You know? Now, this is more of they consider they don't really love. It's like, see, they don't love you. They care about the material. The family care about the material and not about you. What they care is as long as they are receiving something every day, every month and or in between the month. And they'll be like, we have a good son-in-law. But your daughter is being abused there. You know, there's just so many things that's happening in marriages, in abusive relationships. But I think one of the answers to this is because the family members are putting the son or the daughter to pressure where they find themselves having to stick to the abuse until, I don't know when, until they decide to commit suicide or until they are killed or they kill each other. That's when it can end. Otherwise, it will never end. The only way to end is when you distance yourself or you end up going into the grave, or you end up going to the station where they would now that word has disappeared from my mind. Where they give, what you call this word? A restraining order. And even now, there's a restraining order still, even if it's being used, they still end up fighting you, coming closer to you. You know? So, there's so many things happening in this country, in this world, that's leading to abusive relationships. Sometimes, as a lady, and another thing is that, As when men come into our lives, some they start buying for you things. And I know there's some ladies that have turned down. I know some right now saying, lady to turn down, money or turn down some. There are some ladies out there that turn down things because they know that at the end of the day, this might ask my life. You know, you'd find that some, end up buying goods for this lady. They end up saying, no, let me be paying for your rent. And as a lady, there are some ladies that have turned down. You'd find a lady that, no, it's fine. I can handle everything. Because, I mean, when you were not in my life, I was able to handle everything, to pay my rent, to do my hair, to buy cosmetics and everything. But now, because you came in the life, you want to now show that you are an understanding boyfriend. You want to be a supportive boyfriend, which is not a problem. But now this person has been trying to avoid all these material things, but you have been insisting. So then you, as a lady, you're like, okay, then it's fine. At the end of the day, when you decide that, no, you don't want this person, or because now you have said, I don't want to be in a relationship anymore with you, or because now you feel like this person is abusing you, because you find someone will be abusing you because they know that they have given you something. You say that most of the things that you are having is because of him. Now they end up abusing you here, left, right, and center, and you decide that, no, I'm going to leave the relationship. Now they want to threaten you that if you leave the relationship, I will kill you and I'll kill myself because I bought everything from you. But as a man, why don't you just say that, okay, you are the one who forced all this, because this person at the beginning have been insisting from the things that you've been buying for them, but then you are yet, forcing that, no, even if things go wrong, things go south or west, whatever you call it, I don't mind. The things are yours. And then you'll be like, okay, it's fine. And then comes after a year, they feel like, okay, I don't feel like I'm getting this relationship. And then you are like, what do you mean? I've done so much for you. And they're like, you're not living this relationship. If you're living this relationship, you're living it as a dead body. Now this person is being threatened. And this was not happening in the relationship, but now they have to stick to this relationship because of this, what's happening. Because they know that very well, now if I leave this relationship, I'm going to suffer. And I might be watching over my back every time because I don't know when he will sneak up onto me and take my life. You know, even as much as you go to the police station, you report this case, they get a restraining order. You don't know when they can find any way to, they'll go any extra mile to find a way on how to kill you and how to get rid of you. And then you'd find that there's some ladies that, you are there in the relationship because you want the material. You'd be like, no, I don't really love him. I just want him to get for me everything that I need. Once I get everything that I need, and then I'll end it. Meanwhile, this guy is very serious about you. He loves you so much. He's doing everything for you. And then, meanwhile, you have other men come into the place. And then, at the end of the day, he finds that you have someone else. Or he found that now you said, no, I don't want anymore. And then he's like, oh, but why if I've done all this for you? He now ends up killing you because you have accepted the things. Or you yourself have been getting money from this person. You have been asking for things from this person. You ask for everything to Pangele. And then he ends up giving because he's like, no, I love her. And then now you know, there are some ladies who are like, you think I really loves you. I just wanted this from you and I got what I wanted. So live my life. You find yourself being a body bag. It's exactly 57 minutes past the hour of 9. We are 3 minutes to the hour of 10 o'clock. If you've just tuned in, you are listening to Social Times with Francine Nangi Dengwa, and I'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. You can call us in studio on 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. Share your views and opinion on what we have for you today in that abusive relationship. We are going for a short commercial music break. We'll be right back. Do stay tuned. Not leave the frequency. We'll be right back. We'll be listening to the sounds of Storm Is Over by R. Kelly.
I was in a tunnel and couldn't see the light. And whenever I'd look up, I couldn't see the sky. Sometimes when I'm standing, it seems like I've been walking for miles. And my heart could be crying, dead in the middle of a smile. but then I climb the hills and saw the mountains. I hollered help cause I was lost. Then I felt the strong wind. Heard a small voice saying the storm is over.
The storm is over now.
And I can see the sunshine
somewhere beyond the clouds.
I feel heaven, yeah.
Heaven is over me.
Come on and set me free. Whoa. Now in the midst of my battle, all hope was gone. Downtown in a rush crowd and felt all alone. And every now and then I felt like I would lose my mind. I've been racing for years and still no finish line. Oh, but then I climbed the hills and saw the mountains. I hollered help cause I was lost. Then I felt the strong wind. And then a small voice saying the storm is over.
The storm is over now.
I can see the sunshine
somewhere beyond the clouds.
I can feel heaven.
Heaven, yeah, is over me. Oh,
come on and set me free. Somehow my beginning stepped right in. Then faith became my friend. And now I can depend on the voices of a wind. When it's saying, storm is over.
Storm is over now.
And I can see the sunshine.
Sorry.
Won't you come and set me free? Won't you set me free? The storm is over.
The storm, yeah, is over now.
And I can see the sunshine
somewhere beyond the clouds.
I can feel heaven, yeah.
Heaven is over me.
Won't you come and set me free? Won't you come and set me free?
Was nothing but an awful song, but now I know the meaning of true love. I'm leaning on the everlasting arm.
I just believe it. There's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes silence can seem so loud. There are miracles in life I must achieve. But first I know it starts inside of me. Oh, oh, if I can see it, then I can be it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings. See me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. Oh, I believe I can fly. Hey, 'cause I believe in me. Oh, oh, oh. If I can see.
And I knew for sure I was loved. dance with my father again. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final glance, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. 'Cause I'd love, love with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I pray for her even more than me. I pray for her.
So about a hero I see.
That was the sounds of Mariah Carey, Hero. It's exactly 17 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times, and I'm your host, Francine Ngidengwa, and I'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. And from 11 o'clock, we're handing over the big mic to the mic, to Mike himself in the Ondango studio, where he'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. Pardon me, with until the hour of 1 o'clock with Mind Matters. Now, if you've just tuned in, we are busy discussing on abusive relationships. You know, people are going through a lot, and also looking at the reports that we have been reading on social media, and so of couples, you know, killing each other, or one of the couple is killed by the other. So many things happening, you know. And I had a question as to why one is being abused but still stuck in the relationship. And we looked at so many reasons to why you'd find one still stuck in that relationship. You know, why are they still there, knowing very well that a day doesn't go by or pass by without being touched by their partners in terms of now beating? And also, this was emotional abuse. I was busy before we went for the musical break. I was touching on the emotional abuse, you know, and there's one thing you'd also find men going through. Like I said, it's not only about women, but also men also being abused in their own relationships, in their relationships and all that. So now moving on, another thing that's contributing to emotional, not emotional abuse, but to relationship abuse, you know, also being gaslighted, you know, you find gaslighting can like make you believe that you are the problem, when really your abuser is manipulating you. And it also puts like them in a position of authority as being the one who knows the truth. You know, sometimes there'll be some that there are some insecure men and also women, you know, you'd find someone in a relationship and they're not the wrong ones. The partner is the wrong one. The spouse or the boyfriend or the girlfriend is wrong, but they'll make you look like you are the one that's wrong. You know, you'd find that as much as you know that you're not the one at fault, this person will try to put the blame on you. You tried, maybe they have done something wrong. You question them about it. The other ones, instead of you getting angry, they're the ones who are getting angry, and then they even end up twisting everything around like you are at fault. So you're the one who ends up apologizing. Now, how many times you find yourself apologizing in that relationship, knowing very well that you're not the one at fault? Because you want peace, you take the fall. You would find this person, every time it's just this person that's trying to gaslight you. You are the only one that's always the one that's behind all it. And then you, because you love the person so much, you are ignoring it, you know. What do they say? I forgot it. It's in mind, but just speak it out. It's love is blind, you know. because you love this person so much, you don't see them doing anything wrong. As much as you say it here and there, you'd be like, no, he's the love of my life, which is the love of my life. I love her so much. I will fight for this relationship. And so when you'll be fighting. And you'll be like, relationships are always there, always ups and downs. And ups and downs doesn't mean being abused left, right, and center. Not being beaten, being emotionally or physically abused. No. Because now you would find someone that they take it as something fine. Because in the relationship, there are ups and downs. Like I said, fighting's always be there. And that means, it's working. That means the relationship is working. That means that it's love because, something, one of the partners have done something wrong or did something wrong and, they've acted up. So that means they really care because if they are quiet, something happens in the relationship and both of us are quiet or the person that's responsible of whatever that's happened is quiet. That means there's no love because there's no action. Like they say, action speaks louder than words. So because there's no arguing and all that, you even find some that be like, we don't argue in a relationship. And you know, there are some friends be like, how don't you not argue in a relationship? That's not a relationship. That's not love because you don't argue. Now you try to even pick up arguments because you heard from your friends that it's not a relationship if you're not arguing. Yes, arguments are there, they are small, but maybe you find yourself in the simple arguments whereby it's just something small and you solve that argument that instant, you know? And then there's those arguments whereby it becomes something bigger, you bring the things from the past and what, and all that. So now you consider that, does he really love me? You even start doing things on purpose to see that, okay, let me see. You do things on purpose whereby you feel like, I want him to one day do a spanza whereby he's like about to slap me, but he doesn't want to hit me. He just raised his hand, but he won't touch me. So now you try to provoke him. You try to, by all means, do anything that will require him to touch you. And then he doesn't end up beating you, and then you go back. No, he doesn't even hit me. And then they'll even be like, no, try this again. You know, and then again, you want to get rid of this relationship because you know that you are being hurt left, right, and center. That your friends are telling you, how will you survive? So there's just so many things happening. And there's another thing, you also be isolated by your loved ones. This is something I mentioned at the beginning, whereby the abuser would make it difficult for you to spend time with people that you love, or guilt trip you when you try to see friends or family. They might even say things like, your family doesn't really care about you, or your friends are bad influence. You know, they try to poison your mind because, he even start bringing up everything like, look, ever since you got in the relationship, have you seen any of your family helping you here and there? I'm the only one that's there for you. And then you start thinking, you know, they will poison your mind and you start thinking that, but it's true. He has been buying for me this. He has been doing this for me. He has been paying for my tuition fee. He has been doing this, paying my care, doing everything for me. But my family came through. Even if I tried asking them for financial assistance or I'm going through this, they just say they don't have or an excuse. They come up with an excuse. But for him, when I run to him, he does this. So he has all the right to, he has all the entitled, he has the right to have, to be entitled to me because he's the one who does the most. And even if he slaps you accept it because it's fine. He's the one who take care of me. He does everything for me. And same thing as a man who he's being physically abused by the wife or emotionally abused by the wife, and then she tells you that I'm the one who made you a man. You, no one cares about you. They have seen them coming to visit you. They have thrown you away. I'm the one who can give you all the love that you need. I'm the one who can take care of you. And now you end up, accepting it just to make your partner happy. Meanwhile, you are suffering. And, now you're there, you believe everything that he tells you, and he'll make sure he manipulates you, he poisons your mind, he makes sure that you won't even look back. You even find yourself hating your family members. You take him as your family. And I mean, no matter what you are going through, family is just family. Even if you try to leave them right now, you go to that partner of yours that's abusing you, that calls you now, let's move in together because we've been together for so long, and just to you know, for us to make this thing bigger. And then you think of like, okay, but it's true. Because I don't get anything from my family. At the end of the day, your family is the one that's still gonna bury you. Now you go move on with that guy, you stay with him. You even moved out of your apartment. Because he called you to go stay with him. And then you go stay with him, you are now suffering. He says all sorts of words to you. But you have no other choice, you just have to accept those words because you know that he gave you a car, he pays for you, he puts petrol for you, he does everything for you. Your salary doesn't do anything, maybe it's just for you to buy whatever you need. But most of the things is coming from him. And this is now where men take that as an advantage. And same thing as to women. If he finds a guy that was going through the most, and then he ends up changing him, and then at the end of the day, this woman used this against him of, I found you with nothing. I found you like this, and I'm the one who brought you to be, made you to be who you are today. If it wasn't because of me, you wouldn't be where you are today. And then she even starts taking everything from you, like I'm demanding things from you because, like, if it wasn't because of me, you would have lost that job, or you'd have been suffering by now, or you'd have been going through this and this. So you use what this person's past as an advantage to get whatever you want in return, because of how you found this person. That's why sometimes it's a fear to discuss what happened to you in your previous relationship. Unless maybe you don't mention what happened, like you don't go deep into the relationship, like you go deep of what has happened. Maybe you just say she cheated, let's eat. Because now if you go deep after, you're being abused here and there. And yes, you wouldn't think that this person, as you are telling them what you went through, and then they win your heart, and then you wouldn't think that they'll go use that, your history as a blackmail or something else. But now because you have described what you went through, now you're busy telling someone who is planning to demolish you and to hurt you and to do what they can to like really now hurt you. And then you are there, you end up accepting whatever that's happening, and he does this or she does this to you, and you are like fine with it because it's fine because he found me going through the most or she found me going through the most and she changed me. As long as I'm gaining whatever I'm getting, everything that I was always praying for, I've gotten it. Although, but then you have been something you've been praying for, but you got it through, you're getting it through abuse. You know? So as much as you know that you are getting all these things, but at the end of the day, you are getting it through pain. You are getting what you wanted, but it's you are still hurt. You are still not at peace. You got a car, the dream of your car that you wanted, but still, if the day he feels like he doesn't want you today, he confiscates the car from you. The day he feels like he wants to blackmail you with your past and whatnot, he takes the things from you. You know, I've known of someone, it's not really someone close to me, but it's someone that's close to a friend of mine. And she told me that she had a sister that was going so much through like an abusive relationship whereby they have kids together with this guy. They have 4 kids together with this guy. And, they stay together. This relationship started at a young age. I think when she was 21. Yes, when she was 21. And now she's, I think, into her 40s and the guy's into his 50s. And now this guy, they stay together, they're not married. And you know, she's telling me that you'd find sometimes the sister calling her, telling her what's happening. You'd find sometimes whereby she moves out of the house for even 2 weeks. Yeah? And after 2 weeks to 3 weeks, this guy comes back again, begging her to come back. And she still goes back. And he's so controlling. And she's being controlled because I think of the 2 kids that he has been with her. I mean, the 4 kids, pardon me, the 4 kids that he has with her. And you would find that this person, you find out that she comes complaining to my friend that even she knows that he's cheating. He has kids outside their relationship. He has three other kids with three other different women. And as much as she tries to leave, he still comes after her. And they are still together. But I think she has just accepted that it's fine to be... but she's employed. She works, but... We are not here to judge, but you don't know what's in mind. So... And this relationship is not like the physical abuse. It's more of the emotional abuse one. Because sometimes she can say that, no, I'm leaving the relationship, but he'll still come back for her. He comes back, he sweet talk to her, and then she goes back. And I think she has accepted it, that it's fine. You know? And another thing is that this guy has gone through a lot. He went through the most, and she was there for him. And there was a time where he was facing something whereby even his own family was not there, but it was just the girlfriend that was there for him. And everyone distanced himself when he was going through whatever he was going through that moment. And the girlfriend was still there. And then now, after everything has gone back to normal, the family members and the friends have come back into his life. And now he started to turn back again against the girlfriend. But instead of being appreciative of, like, this woman has been by my side through thick and thin. And I'm yet turning my back against her. And the ones that have been, that ran away from my life, that cut themselves out of my life, are back again. But when I was going through the most, they were nowhere to be found. So it's only 33 minutes past the hour of 10. We have 27 minutes until we hand over the mic to Big Mike in the Ondangwa studio. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times. And I'm your host, Francine Ngidengwa, and I'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. If you want to call us in studio, you can call us in studio at 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401. Share with us your views and opinion on what we have for you today. And that's on abusive relationship. And my question is, why do you find yourself still stuck in an abusive relationship, knowing very well that that's what you are going through, but you are still there? Why? I know I mentioned the reasons to why, some many reasons, but maybe there's still more to why it happens, to why you find yourself, you are still stuck there, even though you're not being abused physically, but emotionally. You know, there are still some right now that they're in marriages that are not happy. They just got married because of the materials, as long as they are getting what they want. So people are really going through the most in relationships. And we're not here to judge, we're here to correct each other and also, you know, help those that are out there right now that are going through emotional abuse, psychological abuse, physical abuse. Because right now, as I'm speaking right now, there are those that are being abused, but they don't want to accept it that they are being abused. They take it as it's a normal thing. It's love. He loves me. She loves me. That's why this is happening. But it's not the right thing. You are a human being. Don't let yourself be turned into a punching bag. You know? So it's best for you to distance yourself. Do whatever you have to do just for you to avoid a body being found, or you being a criminal, or you finding yourself behind closed bars. You know, and I know there's some, you know, if you know that how your partner is, if you know that you want to end that relationship, and you know that he's very, you know how he is, he's toxic. And if I mention that to him physically, that if we do it in person, that no, I don't want this, I want to end this relationship. And you know that he might end up touching me, beating me, or I might end up being killed. It's best you do it from far, 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 far from him. It's best you do it where you know, because you know, when you make a decision while you are with this person, and you know, this person is very short, and sometimes, even though they're not short-tempered, you know, this person hasn't touched you before, but because of what you have mentioned, he decided to take a gun, and you didn't know that he had a gun. You didn't know he was short-tempered. He takes this and he ends up ending your life and his life. You know? And also another thing of, another thing of abusive relationship is that you'd find one going to tell their friends, and the friend will come confront the friend's boyfriend. This also makes it worse, because now you went to go tell your friend and your friend came to tell your boyfriend. Now when your friend goes home, some they don't even wait for your friend to go home. Well, in front of your friend, he will slap you, he will beat you, he will hit you. He will say all sorts of words to you because your friend came to confront him. It's now you even make it worse. We are going for another short musical break. We'll be right back to stay tuned. Not lift the frequency. We'll be listening to the sounds of The Power of Love by Celine Dion. But before that, we're going to go for Babyface, Every Time I Close My Eyes. And then we're also going to go to take a listen to Whitney Houston. Not leave the frequency, we'll be right back.
Yo. Ma nu e problema, o e problema, o e. Isso é problema, o e problema, o e. Ma nu e problema, o e problema, o e. Isso é problema, o e problema, o e. Gosto dela, mas ela tem um problema. Ela faz matoche ou um fruto proibido. Ela dá de comer a todos que têm fome. Basta ter o que dar, ela te faz bom tempero. Faz uma passada, arranca gato. Carne com gindungo, criança não come. Milonga. Todos que têm fome, basta ter o que dar, ela te faz bom tempero. Faz uma passada, arranca gato, carne com gindungo, criança não come. Milonga, milonga, carria me milonga, milonga.
Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. As jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imbat te geniet, kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imbat bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Kimba, waar die wereld saamkom, leid het af en teken vandag aan.
Yeah. all my love that love. She talks out the coco. She want know the coco. Yeah. But I want to give you some love. She talks out the coco. She still want know the coco. Yeah. If money no dey, now wait till she get. She tell me say she go run away. She go run many bad away. Yeah. I say rubber don't dey, the baby gone dey bail. See the baby don't come again. You don't forget back in a days. I've been dey beg you to try. Reason with me. If I don't get today, I go get them tomorrow. I be you one make a die. It no easy for me. If I don't get today, I go get them tomorrow. Remember the month of December. No loving, no caring, no tender. You rejected my love cause I was broke. I've been the enter Okada High. From me to Mata, straight to Alaba. How I wish, say, you believe me. Back then in Twangwalada, those days in Junior Abuja. You insist, hey, you don't need me. Can I try everything to spend my life with you? Yeah. I've been there beg you to try. Reason with me. If I don't get today, I go get them tomorrow. I be you want me make a die. It's not easy for me. If I don't get today, I go get them tomorrow. So she say she go run away. She go run many better way. Yeah. As the rubber don't dey, the baby gone dey bail. See the baby don't come again. You don't forget back in a days. I've been there beg you to try. Reason with me. If I don't get today, I go get them tomorrow. I be you want make a die. It's not easy for me. If I don't get today, I go get them tomorrow. I've been there begging to try. Reason with me. If I don't get today, I go get them tomorrow. I be you one make a die. It's not easy for me. If I don't get today, I go get them tomorrow.
make her day.
Girl, would you be my lover? No.
She says she really likes my style.
Seems like she wants to take it slow.
Do anything to make her smile.
Girl, would you be my lover? No.
What am I to do? Tired of running around chasing you. I can never think of replacing you. Cause now you are fine, baby, make up your mind.
Hey, would you be my lover?
That we must take. Would you love me when it's hard and
I've realized that my time is up and I need to hand over the mic to the big Mike in the Ondangwa studio, where he'll be taking you through with Mind Matters until the hour of 1 o'clock. So now from me, Francina, before I hand over the mic to the big Mike, let me just close off and round up everything. I was talking about abusive relationship, right? And I've touched on why you'd find someone still stuck into that relationship, even though they are being abused emotionally, physically, you know, but they are still sticking there, you know. And my last words to you listeners is that if you know that you are finding yourself in such a situation whereby you are being abused, but yet you are failing to accept it, or you are trying to ignore it, that you are going through it, but you just don't want to accept it, it's best to distance yourself, you know? It's best to avoid anything that's gonna send you to being closed behind bars, pardon me, or you being a corpse. And, you know, the signs are always there. And this thing of he hits you today, he hits you again tomorrow, you'll be like, he will change. I will change him. We'll go for therapy. And then you guys separate for 2 weeks, he comes back begging you with all sorts of materials to get you back. You go back again to him. After a week, he beats you. He starts saying all sorts of awful words towards you. I made you who you are today. All sorts of things. You know, using things against you to blackmail you and all that. You know, the best thing is to distance yourself. The moment you, because that person won't change. As much as they keep on saying, I will change, they won't change. Like I said at the beginning, so it's best you distance yourself. Who would want to be a punching bag? Imagine you being turned to a punching bag and you're like, it's fine. He loves me, that's why he's doing that, that's why he's acting, his actions. They say action speaks louder than words, so his actions are speaking that he really loves me. Because he's touching me, he's hitting me, he's saying also he's hurting me emotionally. It's fine, it's normal. That means he cares, he's really seeing what's happening. You know, that's not the way forward. So if you find yourself that it's getting worse, you're in a little bit, it's getting worse, act before it gets worse. You know, because it's either both of you end up dead, or one of you end up being arrested and the other one is dead. You know? So, distance yourself. Speak up. Because they'll be threatening you. Until when? And you know, when there's a dead body, it's when people are trying to act or say, no, she wasn't saying this. Or he wasn't saying this. So me from me, hey. Anyways, we are now handing over the mic to the big Mike. So from me, Francina, it's a goodbye. We shall meet again next week, Saturday, same time, same place, and that's of course on Eagle FM #1 Talk Radio Station. I love you all. Enjoy the rest of your beautiful Saturday. Enjoy the weekend. Do take care of yourself, and let's show love to our loved ones. And if you find yourself in a relationship, I know you'll be like, I love this person so much. Yes, you love them, but do they love you? Don't take physical abuse and emotional abuse as love. That's not love. If he really cared about you or she really cared about you, they won't touch you in that manner. So from me, Francine, it's a goodbye. Enjoy your Saturday. I love you all. Take care. Be safe. Adios.